Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
To the NutriMedical Report, and it is hour number two, and I'm going to give the phone line out here, although I don't often get calls. I want you to be brave, like the Sarah Bareilles song. I want to see you be brave. 877-317-6432. Bring any topic up, health, geopolitical, and otherwise. And I'm going to start off the show, not with functional medicine, but actually talking about some of the latest news. We have the Supreme Court now is basically the left is in a conniption. You ever seen anybody have a conniption? Well, I'll use a little humor here. When someone gets a conniption, it's like they turn intellectually and possibly even physically could happen. I've never seen anybody physically have a conniption, but it means they turn inside out. The left is actually unhinged right now, and of course they're calling for violence against the right, anybody that even supports Trump or his staff, and that's reached the limit. As far as I'm concerned, I'm demanding that Trump and the Attorney General's office jail Mad Maxine Waters and anybody else who threatens to actually tell people to harass the staff or the senators or anybody else. It doesn't matter if they're Democrat or Republican. I could care less. The loss of civility is now reaching a point where physical violence and bad stuff's going to happen. People are going to die or get badly injured. And shouldn't they have learned this from Steve Scalise last year? I mean, really, this is pretty bad. We also have the horror in the Annapolis newsroom, where people shot through the glass door, opened fire on employees, four are dead, one in custody, intern, please help us, shotgun involved. Who the hell's doing this? It doesn't matter who it is, left or right. I don't want to see this happening in our country. I figure everything can be solved. I mean, I saw this young female, Ocasio, that got beat to Crowley in New York. Four out of the 15 things I could say we can dialogue on and actually solve, but a lot of the things are nutball things. And if you talk to this young person, who's obviously unwise, poppy-eyed unwise, we could probably talk some sense into her and realize these are not doable. Getting rid of ICE or having an open border or having a system where everybody gets free this and free that, you can't do that. You can't afford it. The country's already at the point now where our debt's actually almost greater than the GDP of the whole country. So you want to reduce the cost of health care, you want to make sure it's affordable, you want to make sure we intervene to make sure people don't require what we call rescue care. You want to make sure people have, let's say, reverse tax rather than welfare. We have a giant bureaucracy. There's things you can do, but you have to have a Bracero 2 work program to help people in third world. And we have to go in and take our Delta Force and kill off the drug cartels so these countries aren't unlivable messes, which, by the way, our intel agencies have contributed to because we support dictators and drug cartels to make sure we get trillions of dollars of money for off-world and underground space projects that the deep state's doing, and they think they're the actual government. That's why we see this happening. So that's not okay. Apparently now we have a new Foxconn plant being built. Believe it or not, this is being built in the United States in Wisconsin. 13,000 new jobs, billions of employment. And Jared Kushner, of course, sealed the deal. He's doing quite a lot of amazing things. It was Jared Kushner's kind of social media and planning the specific rallies that Trump did in the Rust Belt states that actually got Trump elected. The most important single person for Trump getting elected in 2016 was Jared Kushner, his son-in-law, believe it or not. This guy is brilliant. Obviously, Ivanka made a good choice. Some of the things that are on Drudge, I think I really don't even want to mention, but ICE is getting barricades in D.C. headquarters to prevent occupation. These people on the left are losing it. They're losing it. We're not going to get rid of the immigration service. Are you kidding? We're not going to have an open border. We can't take in 60 million people here to just arrive and park themselves expecting benefits and school and health care and everything else. We can have a Bracero to Work program, bus them up from their home country, have clean food and water, and even educating their kids that they bring with them, and ship them back to their home country. And if people truly apply for asylum, we have an asylum process and embassies all over the place. In Mexico City, there's probably a dozen embassies just in Mexico City alone. So this idea that we're a cruel country and so on, America's board would be more willing to take and be acting as a piggy bank for countries like Canada and Europe than any other country. We have to stop being so ridiculous. America first. And I believe we can also clean up our mess in Central America, done by our intel agencies, working with people like George Soros and the Orange Revolution, so they'll fix that. Lab-grown human brains put into a droid. And again, of course, there's a cyborg. Other people say, well, they can't do this. Yes, they can, actually. We're growing human neural tissue and putting it integrated into the actually neural circuits. And if you think that the rise of cyborgs like the Terminator that come from the 25th century is impossible, you're not paying attention. In 5 to 7 years, the cell phone company's already saying that you won't even need a computer screen on your phone. You won't have an iPhone 10. For example, most people don't realize, for example, even the computers, Microsoft is prophesying that the next operating system for your computer will not be Windows 10, because there's no more Windows after this. This is the last one. The next one is artificial intelligence. It's called AI. What are people going to do when your computer and your iPhone and your Siri is smarter than you? What are you going to do when it has total surveillance and they have satellites watching your moves so that if you even go to your garden, they can see in real time out from space? What are they going to do when 5G network is hacking into your cortex and inserting ideas into your consciousness and they have bidirectional access to your thoughts and even your dreams? What are you going to do? And if you think I'm making this up, you're a fool. I'm not. Now, this is the end of the road for the human race. The human race is going to get it. Spiritually, and by the way, the answer is not a technical answer, it's a spiritual one. We have to become a collective organism. We have to transcend time-space, because the king of time-space, King Kronos, is otherwise known as Lucifer or Satan. And that's unfortunate that all the high-level masons that run the world are running it in Luciferic dialectics of control, left and right, which is why political systems are all based on Luciferianism. People need to start grasping that. It's not a minor problem, it's a major problem, and people don't get it, do they? They don't get it that our society is being held hostage by devils, even those that do what looks to be right. We have to understand that it can look to be right. Even when we get rid of Roe versus Wade, they still have people like Christopher Wray that's actually doing surveillance on all Americans, and the NSA is still growing in its power to insert our information in data into the matrix. I went yesterday, and I had my techie guy pull up something that I found very shocking. It's called PeerBlock. It's a software that you can actually purchase. And PeerBlock allows you to actually find out who's actually hacking and monitoring you while you actually search on the engine. So I went yesterday and I said, I'll do something controversial. I'll search while I have my tech guy from Data Doctors on, and I'm going to find out who's actually hacking in and monitoring my IP address while I'm searching for 5G network hacking into human consciousness. And immediately Xerox came up, Halliburton Corporation, and DuPont. And the line went down my page. I'm thinking, David, that was within nanoseconds, literally after I finished click. Even when I went to the National Library of Medicine, I had so many Xerox scans and Halliburton Corporation, it was mind-boggling. I was into the National Library of Medicine. So if you don't think everybody and everything is being monitored by AI systems and the Matrix, you're not paying attention. The Matrix is real. God let me be one of the first doctors to actually see the Matrix in 1994. And I got accepted July 10th and went down underground, 2 miles underground at Schriever Air Force Base, on the actual quantum array of Cray 4 computers. If you don't think it's real, tough luck. I'm not going to hold back in telling you the truth. You're not going to hear this from anybody else, not the Big A or anybody else. You're going to hear from Deagle. And let me tell you, I'm brave. I'm going to tell you stuff that will make you sick to your stomach. I'm not going to tell you everything because, literally, if you weren't saved, the logical thing to do after you hear everything I know would be to commit suicide. But I'm not going to be cruel. I want you to know that God's with us, and we're going to get through this because we're going to have to require supernatural intervention. And he's doing it. He's doing it with me and many other believers that are getting wise. And we're praying for people like President Trump, who's a high-level Royal Archmason, that he becomes not Trump Pinocchio, but becomes the greatest Christian leading president in history. We're going to probably see the death of the law called Roe versus Wade. We're probably going to see a border being built after they get the bill for actually building it. It was $25 billion this summer. We're probably going to see America refurbish industry so people aren't going to have the industry stripped of America. We're probably going to harden our power grid so we won't be either cyber-attacked or hit with an EMP weapon that'll make us commit cannibalism and suicide in our country because we've been destroyed by our potential enemies. And we'll probably stop doing regime change in countries where they're totalitarian, but we're going to make sure they behave themselves like China, Russia, and North Korea. All shoppers, I'm going to go through some of the latest emails, and I get quite a few literally every day to give you an idea of the flavor of the different challenges I have been given to try to help people with their health, not only across America, but Canada, Europe, Asia, all over the world. And there's no shortage of really interesting challenges. Okay, one person here, Dan, he just recently is recovering from a surgery. We're going to wait to see what his picks are and what his surgeon does, plastic surgery after they recovered from his cancer. Luckily, he's taking our nutraceuticals. He's making a great recovery because he's taken our nutraceuticals, so his cancer is controlled. I had another interesting case. Somebody wanted to know about strongylodiasis, which is a very bad worm infection, wanted to know what nutraceuticals to take. Well, first off, our nutraceuticals will kill all known pathogens, including helminths or worms. And that includes Nutridyne, our atomic tesla-activated iodine, Allison Med, our source from Germany, NutriSilver, my design on silver with a special liposomal enzymatic envelope, Nutrimune 26Y, and NutriDefense. So there's no surviving pathogenic worms. Recently, I just had a request by a gentleman. He's been a long-term listener and customer. He's got quite a technical background, Henry, and he's concerned about his toddler grandson. Now, here's one of the problems. Sometimes you have a person that's intervened where it's a grandson, but the parents aren't necessarily cooperative. Unless I get actual medical records, actual history form done, just giving an opinion on something at a distance doesn't really help much. So I managed to get some records from this gentleman regarding his grandson. And I basically will try to give an opinion based on seeing these records. Ideally, the person purchases two time-level consult hours to start off with, you know, two consult hours, which is 1 hour consult to start. So it fills in the 11-page history form, attaches by email the medical records, or if they want HIPAA-compliant Citrix share file, I have that for looking at images, CT scans, MRI scans, x-rays, etc., ultrasound. And also medical record transfer directly from facilities like hospitals and outpatient clinics and specialists. So I have that availability. So I'll look at the reports on this gentleman, but to be honest with you, it's going to be significantly deficient unless they can convince the parents to let me talk to them or their doctor. And I do that. By the way, believe me, doctors cringe because they know they're under the medical legal knife, and I'm not pleasant about it. I'm going to ask them AXE questions, not ASK. And they're going to know that if they screw up, I got them. Red Deer Velvet, I had a question regarding, they want to know, will it replace all my supplements? First, where did you get the bizarre idea, based on marketing from some stupid company, that you can take any Red Deer Velvet, including ours, and stop taking all your supplements? Stop it. Don't ask those kind of questions. Where would you get this kind of crazy idea? Not from me. You need to take your nutrients they've given you. You need to take your technology. And then when you add the 300 building block biomolecules of six growth hormones are not altered by your gut because of the special capsule delivery, which I have patented, then you're going to get benefit. But don't stop your supplement. So I thought it was bizarre that somebody would ask that kind of question. Now, next I had a question here about someone's cat by the name of Bo. Believe it or not, inadvertently, I'm a cat, dog doctor, and budgie bird doctor, too, sometimes. And believe it or not, the same antipathogenics will help clear them of pathogens, viruses, bacteria, nanobacteria, psittacosis, etc. Let's see. Somebody wants to know about a membership upgrade. Let's see. They want a 30-day consultation. Well, first off, if you want the wellness protocol, you just go in and click on wellness protocols and ask you to sign up for membership either with $95 a year or $950 a month. It's better to get the year because you save money. And you get access to 350-plus protocols, which I'm always updating. Always, always updating, updating, updating. When someone's getting therapy for intraocular problems, we recommend not only our NutriMeds, but also the Red Deer Velvet DR, the stem cell peptides, mild hyperbaric oxygen therapy, Lumen Inlight technology, epigenetic frequency therapy with our antenna systems, etc., and Sonic Life. You need to combine all the technologies you want the optimal effect. And we may need to even get NovaStem to get you a stem cell transplant to have the stem cells there from the most concentrated source so the architects and engineers arrive with all the building blocks to rebuild your eyes and whatever organ we're dealing with. Sometimes you get people that kind of temporize. I had this one person, Paula, in New Zealand. It's like, he's been in hospital but intend to order. Like, just get started on the basic stuff. If you can't order everything, get on the very core stuff so you can get going. Stop sending me emails month after month that you're going to order, and you're still going in and out of hospital deteriorating and developing problems. For God's sake, we'll get you down to the very basics. I had recently one gentleman here, Jason, it was kind of humorous. He sent me his history form for both him and his wife on one form. Please don't do that. This is the first I've ever seen do this. You got to have separate forms because I keep a separate file on my computer that's backed up off-site. So if I need to get your records, I've got scans, I got a special scanner, or you send me a zip drive, I'll download it to my computer, which is very secure, and I make sure I have records, but I need a separate form for each individual. So please don't do that. Let's see what else we have here. We get a thing called Ninja Form Submission. If you actually go to our contact us at NutriMedical, you get a free email, no charge. And they're looking for a way to cure their diabetes, this particular individual. Now, what is diabetes? If you ask the diabetologist, they'll squirm and try to tell you all kinds of weird things. Firstly, diabetes is a loss of skeletal muscle, striated muscle, insulin receptors. So your muscles are forced to not use glycogen for fuel, but fatty acids. It's a survival mechanism. The primary thing that drives it is the loss of copper in your muscles. So you lose copper, zinc, superoxide dismutase, and you have a surge of free radicals that shuts down the insulin receptor number in your muscle. You need to correct that with things like dibetylene, the Biotin Plus, leptin metabolic, Nutritrala to grab the single oxygen, and carnosine D-link. And you need to take copper, or copper Regenimax, as well as Minerals Plus and Vitamin Mineral Max. Your minerals are the thing that regulates your insulin resistance in your muscle, and it's primarily your most important copper. Copper Regenimax, very important. You need to get exercise. The best machine for that is the Sonic Life. You need to actually restore your fatty acid concentration because it's out of balance. But remember, the autonomic nervous supply is the actual thing that regulates the accumulation of fat. That's why things like our topical CBD oil applied to the areas where you're obese, and then attaching pregnenolone and curcumin cream over top of it will actually increase the metabolic rate of your fat and those overlying skin dermatomes. Cataracts, very, very common, and most people don't realize the left eye is most likely affected if you're driving with your window down because the left eye is exposed to more ultraviolet light when you're driving because the ultraviolet light in the last 24 years has increased by 73% of high-energy ultraviolet B, C, and D. So can't see eye drops, we'll reverse it. Nutritrala, carnosine D-Link, and of course Vision Max, which gives you antioxidants to protect your eyes from damaging. We'll be back in a moment. If you have questions, do be brave. Any topic, 877-317-6432. If the Borop doesn't answer, just call our order line, 888-212-8871, and Michelle will come down and tell me.
Normal blood.
Welcome back, and I am so pleased. I hear that there's a question there from Brad in Massachusetts. I don't see the question, though. Here it is. It's coming across the screen. It says, name of Jesus Baal. I'm not sure what he means by that. Can you go ahead and clarify that further, Brad? What's your question?
Oh, yes, Dr. Deagle. Thank you. Yes, I was about to listen to Russ Dizdar's show on Global Star Radio the other night, and I guess I caught the end of a remnant ministry program. And the guy Philip said that, he was in a nutshell, that Jesus is a diabolic substitution for the name of Yeshua, and it's an example of where it is written in the Word that his name has been changed for Baal worship. I guess he was just saying that Christians, that they got it all mistaken. I was just listening, trying to listen.
Let's look at the ontology of the name Yeshua. Yah is the breath, which means the creator God. And Yeshua means saves. So the incarnation of God, the eternal one that lives in the eternal now, has come to earth and actually become flesh among us and saves. So in other words, his name should be referred to as Yeshua, not Jesus. The word name Jesus is actually, you're correct, is incorrect. Now, there's a number of other major faults that are being taught by the Christian church. One is the rapture. The rapture is to take, if you take the Aramaic Bible, the rapture is to take evil out of the world, because God wants people on the earth, when the earth and the human race is sanctified by removing evil, that they have children that get to know the glory of the Most High God. So you're right, there's a lot of apostasy in the so-called church. And much of what's just taught in the church and the public discourse, even in the governments of earth, are completely luciferic. Remember, 98% of what is evil looks, tastes, and smells good, and that includes inside the so-called church, right? So you have to understand how the church itself, to a great extent, is apostate even from its very inception. And that's what people don't understand. Without the perception of the spiritual truth, the intellect and the emotions can be led astray. You're right. Go ahead. Next question.
Okay, so as far as, like, I know that you talk about prayer technology, so most of my prayers begin, you know, in the name of Jesus, you know, to talk to Heavenly Father, go through the Son. So am I...
Wait a second now. Why do you have to go through the Son? That's almost like Mariology, where you have to go through Mary because Jesus is too busy. First off, you just say God. You can say, the best way I often describe when I say a prayer with somebody is say the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Which, by the way, Jesus is the proxy. He's the incarnation of God on earth. And even he stated that only the Father knows, not even I know. In other words, he knows when it's time for him to need to know basis. In other words, as a incarnation of a man that has a creator God indwelling in him. And he's also prophesying, by the way, Jesus, that when he returns, you shall be qualitatively the same as Jesus, which means the prophecy of the coming of the Son to marry the bride. It's us glorified to become the Queen of Heaven. The Queen of Heaven is not a pagan thing. It's us. We're supposed to become the temporal queen, the collective of all humanity that's saved, to actually become the bride of the Creator God of eternity. And Jesus, in a sense, is the first fruit of the Omer. That's why he's called the Omer, and that's why the first fruit, which is the feast of the Spirit of God coming and the tongues on people's heads that speak in tongues, etc., came on the feast of the Omer, which goes back many hundreds of years before Jesus even arrived. People should understand that God uses metaphor and he goes beyond time and space to prove he's the author, and it's only his proxies, the prophets, that actually deliver his word, because the Bible is a transdimensional superior book that doesn't follow time and space, which is what Lucifer uses to control us. That's why what's going on right now with 5G networks and with the political systems we have, they're all including all our politicians, not just left and right, are all luciferic. They're all using dialectics of opposition to control us.
So when we, so Book of Acts, when they were, the Holy Spirit was upon the apostles, and they were casting out demons in Jesus' name, weren't they? Or is that still something that I'm mistaken about a little bit?
Well, they're casting out in the name of Yeshua, because they're calling on, they're calling basically on the Spirit of God to indwell them. When you're a Christian and you're saved, the Spirit of God is in you. You're a, you have a tripartite being. You have the seed of the Creator of eternity, which means there's a portion of you that's eternal, which means there's no past or future. There's your spirit that lives in the realm of consciousness that's in the astral realm, and there's a physical body that lives in time-space. So there's three parts to us. When you have the Spirit of the Most High God, you actually have God within you. And that's why he says, when we are, we who are in the world, when we have the one who is greater than Satan, the greater God of eternity, we're greater than Satan. That's why we can defeat him only when the greater God dwells inside us. So whenever you pray, if you're a believer, and that's why heaven doesn't start when you die. It starts the day when you hear and do God's will. It's, the Hebrew word is Shema. And that's why the Shin, which is the prayer that the Kohenic priest says over people, the Baruch Atah Adonai Melech HaOlam, the prayer that starts when you see Spock with the separated fingers, the Shin is actually the shape, if you look down on the Mount Moriah, where the temple was, looks like the Shin symbol, which means the spirit, the breath of God comes in you and makes you a supernatural, eternal being. Even while you live in the temporal world, heaven starts today, and the and hell only becomes evident when the body drops away. How's that? And hell, by the way, is not a place where you party with Flip Wilson and Sammy Davis Jr. It's a place of annihilation. The destroyer is not Satan. He's a perverter. The destroyer is God.
Wow. Okay, excellent. Lastly, I've heard you say that your soul is the thing that that asks questions, correct?
Only your soul. Your mind is not capable of asking questions. Only the soul, which sets us above all other so-called animals and beings, because we can ask questions. That's why it says in the Bible, now they are in one place and of one tongue. This is with the rise of the Tower of Babel. Nothing shall be withheld from their imaginations, because your imagination comes from God. It comes from your soul, your hyperdimensional nature of your spirit that transcends time-space.
So then the Bible, when it says your soul is your mind, will, and emotions, that's not talking about your left and right hemisphere mind?
No, it doesn't. In fact, the left and right hemisphere are always ruled by Satan. That's why he's the king of this world. That's why whether your intellect, whether the scientific method itself, with the Zeta score, etc., the geopolitical systems developed with the Green Dragon Pub setting up the American Constitution, the Constitution set up in countries like Britain or France after the Revolution, etc., every government on Earth, whether it's Muslim or so-called Western, is entirely luciferic, set up on oppositional powers to create a government. That's why right now we have three divisions of government. They're not Christian. It's luciferic.
Excellent. I really appreciate your time, Dr. Deagle.
Yeah, I hope that gives some wisdom, because our society and our civilization is dying for lack of wisdom. And I tell people, you can ask me any question of any sphere of human activity on Earth, and while I am yet ignorant before the question's asked, because I know 8 to 12% of the answers, God will give me the answer either by words of wisdom to my ear or visions. And if I don't have a full answer, I'll give you the parsing of the problem down by using the Gordian knot of the soul asking questions to parse the problem like the knife or the sword of Alexander the Great that cut the Gordian knot. People need to know that God sends people like me because it's the time of the end. This is the end of the human race. We're at the end of the road now. This is not a rehearsal for something decades down the road or a century. We're there. This president is the last president of America, President Donald Trump. Do you know that? He's the last one.
Wow. So over the next 6 years, that's it?
That's it. 2025, if we do not repent, America, and believe me, that means not only ending abortion and Roe versus Wade, because God told me, and I prayed on this over many years ago because I became pro-life, it's like taking a needle and running up to God and sticking a needle in the eye of the creator of the universe. He is so vile that we are one of seven nations that commits abortion right up to the moment of delivery. And we had Hillary Rotten Clinton, I call her the Hildebeest, because the woman is indwelt by demonic entities, cursed by her ancestors going back hundreds of years because of her high-level Dorotums, high-level luciferic Satanists. That's why we're not just dealing with a female We're dealing with a woman of clay and iron, the iron being a transdimensional entity that runs her, and avatars are like a video game. People don't know this, do they? Our overclass, our Luciferic Satanists, people of clay and iron. That's why my ministry is called that.
If you like alcohol...
Welcome back. I just wanted to pull up some news items here that I find a little shocking as we hurtle toward the future. And the population is not ready for it at all. What I'm trying to promote here is what they call Lemming Epiphany Syndrome. In other words, waking up. Just reading this article here. Hangzhou, China. In the eastern Chinese city of Hangzhou, an ambulance speeds through traffic on a wave of green lights, helping along by an artificial intelligence system and big data. System which involves sending information on a centralized computer linked to the city's transport networks is part of a trial by Alibaba Group Holding Limited. The Chinese tech giant is hoping to use its cloud and data systems to tackle issues hobbling China's healthcare system like snarled city traffic, long patient queues, and lack of doctors. In other words, they actually have cyber doctors and AI systems, and, of course, driverless vehicles, and they're moving, hurtling toward this disaster, which, of course, is tied to 5G. Here in America, people don't realize in the future, if they get 5G, they will make it outlawed to be able to drive your own vehicle. It'll be driverless vehicles only, not just partial, but only, and they'll only have the highway, they'll have the skyway, which means they'll have digital highways in the sky with driverless vehicles, and if somebody presses the wrong keystrokes, you're going to die because you're going to crash to the ground or crash into other people on the skyway. People don't see this coming, do they? They don't realize that if they can ever hack into your consciousness and your cortex, putting memes or ideas or having bidirectional attachment to your cortex so you don't even need eyes or ears, then even your thoughts will not be safe from being hacked by DuPont Corporation, Xerox Corporation, or Halliburton. If you think it's bad now, and we talked about this, it's going to be hell on earth, literally, in literally 5 to 7 years. So that's why I see the window of the last president, I call the seven fat years, as the 7 years of Donald Trump. This year, in the next 6 years, is it. After 2025, if we don't repent, God's going to bring judgment on this nation. And I expect that once the Supreme Court outlaws Roe versus Wade, which I put money on, I'm not a better, I'll put money on it, that it'll be gone. A number of states, 20 to 25, will immediately pass laws outlawing all, not just some, all abortion. And other states will be so vile, they'll continue abortion right up to the moment of delivery, just like they do in China and several other vile nations that deserve judgment and will receive it. Because you can't do this forever and not receive judgment. That's coming. So China, who is using our tech companies and stealing our tech companies and AI and buying them out, luckily, Marco Rubio and Donald Trump are going to stop this kind of foolishness where China is stealing all this to suppress and control their citizens, and they're using it in the laboratory of China because they want to bring it here. If you don't think these tech companies want to bring it here at some future point, you're crazy. And once you have, for example, unfettered immigration coming in with no borders, which would happen after 2025 if they get someone in like this Juan Cortez, Ocasio-Cortez, this maniac that's just knocked off Mr. Crowley in New York, if you actually look at this poppy-eyed maniac, you realize how crazy she is. She looks like someone right out of a psych ward. And you have to understand, so is Bernie Sanders. You cannot provide government-controlled health care that's not going to control your life and determine who dies and who lives. And if you want to have a life extension technology, it has to be given to you by people that care like me, that want to give you technology, not through a government-controlled system, but between you and your doctor. We don't want protocols determined by a state licensing authority or by a licensing authority controlled by the government or Health and Human Services. You want it controlled by you and your physician. And if they're a good scientist and artist painting with the colors of advanced technology, nutraceuticals, etc., and stem cell therapies, you're going to regenerate and achieve what's called the elderly, the advanced aging population getting younger and healthier at their advanced age and regrowing limbs, brain cells, eyes, etc., and limbs for those who've had amputations traumatically or in military service. It's only going to happen from people like me that are going to invent the future. It's not going to happen with government committees, socialized health care, which will be hangnail medicine at the speed of light, and death when you cost too much to the system. If you think that they're going to save you, you're delusional. Believe me, I've had my portion of persecution because, literally, and I've always had this talent, you lay any problem before me and I can provide the answers. And it scares the hell out of the establishment because they don't want you to control to fix things like pain or opioid addiction. They don't want you to fix cancer. They don't want you to fix dementia. They want the old people to die. They don't want their wisdom passed on to the younger, middle-aged or younger people. These millennials are getting stupider, more ignorant, and more controlled by the media every day. Not just the regular media like CNN, MSNBC, etc., but by the alternative media that feed their brains now, and we're seeing the tech companies actually call out anybody with a conservative viewpoint has to be annihilated. They have to decimate us so that we can't raise questions they don't want to answer. Whether it's a health question or a geopolitical one, and you can provide me with any problem on earth, and I will provide you a logical, humane, and godly answer as to how to solve it. For example, we talked about this yesterday. How do you fix violence among blacks that have a monoamine oxidase A gene snip? You give them nutraceuticals to lower their levels of neurotransmitters that cause them to be violent or become addicted. And that's a great alternative to having the Islamic total control of their mind and their social values and everything totally controlled in the Islamic culture, which is what they have in Africa to control these people with these gene imbalances. If you want to stop cancer, you got to stop fluoridating and chlorinating the water and giving genetically modified foods with things like scorpion genes and vaccinating the hell out of us with toxins that directly attach to body proteins, acting as adjuvants to make them hyperallergenic to cause immune homology to attack body tissue proteins similar to pathogens in our gut or our brain or other tissues caused by vaccines and toxic food with our depressed immune systems. We are getting a decreased IQ, decreased fertility, an increased number of genders with only two sexes. It's ridiculous. And they try to pretend that they want to legalize. And this is one of the big faults of people like activist judges. And even Kennedy, who's going out, was one of the main supporters, not only of Roe versus Wade many years ago, but also of the gay and lesbian group, trying to legislate that so-called gays and lesbians and bisexuals can get married. Marriage is a man and a woman, period. It's a religious thing. And God looks on marriage, and the only sacred thing, by the way, is not the church. It's the family. When God looks on a man and a woman in a married situation, he sees one being with two individuals. When God looks at a husband and wife, he sees one being with two individuals, which means it's sacred. It's the generative signal to literally create a new race of humans that can get to know the glory and the wisdom of God. There's no such thing as a glorified or sacred church or group or whatever. In fact, the word church is even pagan. The fact is, the only thing that's sacred in God's eyes is the family, and that is a man and a woman having normal biological children. Not in the laboratory, not submitting their gametes so they can do polar body exclusion. It is a man and a woman having children. Right? Now, of course, if you have socialized medicine, you're going to make sure that there's no children like my little daughter, my little angel, Kelsey, born with Down syndrome. In Norway, there's not been a child with Down syndrome born in 10 years. And believe me, the persecution I went through in the god-awful country of Canada, persecuting me, trying to threaten to do everything they could to get me to stop. And I got a call by this Jewish geneticist so many times, I had to threaten him back that if he called me one more time, I was going to take out a contract to take him out. That's how much he aggravated me. You have to understand this. You do not want Bernie Sanders Claus shaking his fist in the air like a real communist, which he belonged to years ago, or telling you that socialized medicine is a panacea to fix health care. No, it's not. Health care needs to be where everybody gets functional medicine testing. Everybody gets reasonable cost nutraceuticals, a minimum of drugs, because most drugs are toxic as hell and should never be used before you try other technologies and natural molecules. They should have a healthy diet. We should have a reverse tax. So everybody, even if you don't have a high IQ, can get enough money to get good non-toxic food and live in a home with non-toxic materials and building materials so they're not exposed to toxins and drink clean filtered water that's not going to be feminizing their male sons and causing cancer in their women. Breast cancer, which, by the way, is a bioaccumulation of biotoxins through our air, food, and water. And the shipping of our business overseas is going to end. Now that we've got 3D printing of parts, robotics, and artificial intelligence, you have to understand the future is about to consume us, and we're halfway down the jaws of the matrix, and we don't realize it yet. So when you listen to the fools on the left, like this Ocasio-Cortez, Bernie Sanders Claus, we need to pray for Trump and his good advisors. I'm praying that God's going to open a pathway so I and my cadre of wise men can become the Samuel for this president, so that while we have a period of grace, America can prosper, can repent, and survive what's going on in Europe, which is the rise of the beast there. Now we have a beast country of Turkey led by totalitarian maniac Muslim. Guess what? We're going to talk about a lot of this stuff and more with Scott Adams coming up from Red Stake Talk Radio, the CEO and founder of the current most amazing talk radio network on the planet, Red State Talk Radio.
Searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.